Hi, welcome to Three Funny Ladies.
Hi.
It's the podcast where two funny ladies talk about a third famous funny lady.
Oh, that you did that.
Why?
Because I don't know if I was dreaming or just like falling asleep or was like, whatever. But I was like, you know, we don't really do if anyone were to just find us and never listen to us before, they would have no idea what the fuck was happening.
Yeah, they'd be like, who are these fatzos? Why is it called?
Well, they wouldn't even know we were fat.
Why is it called Melissa McCarthy? Doesn't make any sense.
That's Joe Bailey.
That's Susan Jacobs. Here we are. Like it or lump it.
Recorded from our homes.
Pulled from the headlines. Speaking of the headlines.
From the headlines.
What? Something's going on through your microphone. You sound weird.
Okay.
It sounds like you're not coming from that microphone.
Hello?
That's so much better.
Okay. Yeah. It keeps telling me. It keeps going doot, 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 doot. And then, yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of the headlines.
Yes.
Kate Middleton.
Okay. So. Listen to this theory, so if you don't know, I mean, you know, Kate Middleton it's like that David Miscavige's wife.
Yeah, where
maybe
is she?
They're together.
Maybe she's Mormon.
Scientology.
What? Yeah, sure. That too.
Maybe they're together. But I heard a very realistic theory, and I think this is what's happening. Because it came from a PR person who also studies the royal family. Anyway, she thinks that because abdominal surgery, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they think that, yes, obviously, this what? And then there were complications, and that Kate now has a colostomy bag, whether it's permanent or temporary. And as a princess, you don't want that getting around. You can't have that. You can't have your stuff outside of your body. Not as a princess.
Your microphone got weird again.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, dude.
Is it okay?
It's loud.
Oh.
God. Hello?
Yes.
Is that good?
It's just weird.
All right. Well, we're just going to roll with the punches. You can hear me, though, right?
I can. It just sounds like you're talking to me from the bottom of a bathtub.
Well, I am. This is my bathtub day. So anyway, that's what I've heard.
Do we know what the surgery was all about to begin with?
They think that maybe she had some blockages, something like that. And so maybe now, how do I sound?
And now what?
How do I sound now?
Oh, the same.
All right. Yeah. They think maybe blockages or something like that.
Her uncle is or was on Celebrity Big Brother. Have you heard of this already?
Hold on. Can you say that again?
Yeah, her uncle is or was on Celebrity Big Brother. Was. Oh. Looks like he's left. But while he was in the house, someone was asking him about Kate Middleton. And he was all like, well, homina, homina, homina. Well, ew. And it was all very weird. And then he said, if there was a bunch of ifs. If they make an announcement, then I will be able to comment more on that. And then it was all like, if they make an announcement, like that's...
Well, the other thing, too, is that... Because you know how the royal family and the British news are all intertwined.
Right.
So there is... multiple people have said that the British family have given them a heads up that there will be an announcement.
It's just so weird.
It really is.
Like the whole Photoshop debacle happened, and then we just get another statement from her, air quotes. Oh, I messed that up. but it's like, if people don't I mean, if people believe that some tragedy has befallen, like, just releasing a written statement from her is not going to appease anybody.
Right. I mean, it's just bungled. Like, just, and here's the thing, just tell the truth.
Yeah. I mean, it's been three months.
Yeah. Like, hey, you guys, this is what happened to me. This is what's going on. I don't want you guys to see me like this. I'm embarrassed. I'm not comfortable with it. And I realize that there's nothing wrong with it. But like, I just don't want to be out. And just say that.
Yeah. The whole thing is very mystical.
Because how beautiful would it be if she gave an address and maybe not showed what was going on, but like, listen, this is what's going on. And I'm just trying to get better. Like, it would make so many people in her same position feel better. And I don't know. It's just like, why don't people just tell the truth? I don't get it. So strange.
Yeah. Also ripped from the headlines.
Dun dun.
James Crumbly here in Michigan was the second parent of the school shooter to be found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. What are your feelings on this? Do you have feelings?
I have gotten all my feelings removed and life so much better. I think it's right. God bless. You can hear me, right?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh my God, this fucking. Anyway, I think it's good. I think it's right. I think it's fair. I think it's just. They bought him the gun, and they knew that he wasn't mentally, in the altogether.
Yeah,
they knew that.
I agree. I feel like they. I feel like there's just so many things with the two of them that. I think they knew. And then also just the fact that they ran that night that he was arrested when he shot at the school. And then they found them in that abandoned factory or something down in Detroit. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. Vaguely. Yeah.
So it just seems like they're like, when it happened, they're like, I don't know. But yes, I'm glad. I agree with both of their convictions. They're not going to be sentenced for some time. I mean, she gets sentenced in April. I'm not sure when he gets sentenced, but also, and I'm going to come around to your situation. I just have a list of hot topics.
That sounds so ominous. I'll get to you in a minute.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard has removed all of her social media accounts.
I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of her because the things I've seen have been like, I deleted it because it was a bad fucking idea.
Yeah.
And that's great. I love that.
I absolutely agree. Like, she came out of prison hot.
And of course you're going to. She had the most fucked up life, and then she went to prison and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So of course, I don't blame her for making mistakes at all once she came out. But I loved it. I love that of, hey, I did this wrong. See ya.
Yep. I think she handled it all very well.
Yes, I love that for her. Now she can just be a normal person. Yeah. And, as normal as she can be.
Exactly. And come back when she's ready to come back.
Yeah. And maybe when she comes back, she won't be, notorious killer.
Yeah. I mean, she probably always will be that, but.
Sure. But
at least it's not like, oh, I'm out of prison for 5 seconds and now here I am every goddamn place you look.
Right. Like, it's more like, hey, get ready with me while I take my cat to the vet. Or here's this recipe. Like, just be a normal, boring person.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you come back.
A regular GRWM, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Not like a GRWM as I leave the prison walls after 20 years or whatever the fuck.
Right. So I love that for her.
Yeah, I do too. I don't obviously agree with how she handled things, but she handled them the way that she thought she had to handle them. And I hope that she's able to, find some sense of solace or peace or normalcy in her life.
Yeah.
And this final thing, I can't believe I forgot to tell you any of this. when we went to that wedding last month in the Catskills, there was a guest there. I'm not going to tell you who this was on air, but this person works for one of the late night talk shows.
Okay.
A higher up person in the this program. I'm not going to say which program it is.
In the program. Okay.
But got some hot goss on the other, you know, late night hosts.
Really?
Sure did, buddy. Sure did. So we started the conversation with your friend and mine, whose name is escaping me right now.
I was like, am I supposed to guess? I don't know who was at the wedding. So
apologize for the long pause as I'm trying to pluck this name from my memory. James
Crabtree.
James, you know, you Earl hate Jones. Him. I hate him. We both hate him.
Is he a famous person?
Yes, he was in Into the Woods. We hate him. He was in all the musicals.
James Corden.
James Corden. According to this, according to my source, James Corden, asshole. Nobody likes him. He is an asshole. He treats people very poorly. Which is not surprising.
No, not at all.
Jimmy Kimmel, terrific. Great guy. Everyone loves Jimmy Kimmel. He's a stand-up guy.
I heard that. And you know who I heard that from?
Who?
My dear husband.
Who was he did?
Yeah, when the Super Bowl was here.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel did his show here, from here, and Peter was one of the technical crew.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, which I'm glad because I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, nice, but he drinks, you know, and that gets in the way. And this is all allegedly, everybody.
Alleged.
Seth Meyers, perfect. Perfect person.
Oh, you can tell.
Great guy. Stephen Colbert, nice, but intimidating. A little standoffish.
I can see that.
John Oliver, truthfully the smartest man in the room. Very friendly, very fun.
I can totally see that.
And I think that's all that we talked about. I think we covered everybody.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, I know. It was a very fascinating conversation.
Have we gone down your list?
Yes. So how are you? How's the job search?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. listen. It's fine. I think we are mouse free. I think.
Mouse watch 24.
Yeah. Do you know how many we got in total?
Oh God. I don't know. Tell me, but oh God.
13.
No.
13 in total.
Fuck. Oh my God. That is so frightening to me.
And listen, the last 5, 6 were clearly babies.
Oh my God. That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
They were no bigger than a quarter.
Do you know where they've gotten in?
No, originally I thought it was in here in my closet because I would hear things in the wall and I'm like, oh my God, we have mice in the wall. We have something in the walls, right? And then the first time I saw a mouse, it's because it came into the bathroom. So I was thinking there's a hole, they're coming in through there. I mean, I guess that still could be true because what I'm thinking is we did start off with one that was possibly pregnant and then it just kept going. So they say once you've gone a week without catching one, then you can say, hey, I'm mouse free. So the countdown starts today, although I'm getting more traps in today. Because they're less effective the more you use them, because the mice can smell
the
human.
Yeah, that sums up.
So we're going to put 4 brand new spanking clean traps in the pantry. And if we don't catch any in those, then a week. We can still say today because I think they're coming in today. maybe tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, if we don't have any more, then we're mouse free.
Oh, I
mean,
that gives me the heebs.
It doesn't. I would rather have them than some sort of bug, knock on wood. Because I'm weird that way. I mean, I don't like it. It's not like I'm like,
oh, well, sure. Mouse party. Hey.
Yeah, it's not like I didn't like decorate the pantry or something to make it more welcoming.
But, it's a mouse quinceañera.
And the baby. Oh, God, they're so goddamn cute. They're so cute.
You just step on them.
Oh, Joseph. So listen to this. I was telling my brother William about this. He goes, you know what? His chore when he was little was to collect all the mouse traps in the morning.
Ooh.
And it was like an everyday thing. Like they never went away. Ooh. I don't know if this was the Philippines or California. He's like, yeah, that was my chore every morning to clean out the old mouse traps. They were always full and put new ones out. I was like, oh my God.
Mm-mm. No, couldn't do
and
it.
And then I told a story to him. Something that my mother was always very proud of. They had a mouse problem too, as well. I don't know. It runs in the family, apparently. And her proud moment is beating them with a bat. So my mother was a complicated woman. Beat them with a bat. I was like, oh.
Ooh.
So I'm hopeful.
Well, Godspeed. Godspeed.
But we do have to talk about the Oscars.
We do. Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Okay. So in full disclosure, I didn't watch the Oscars in totality. I've been watching clips here and there. But Emma Stone called him a prick. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. When he did the joke about the, the thing
about
and the stuff.
Poor things.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I was the foot that Ryan Gosling.
That was great.
Sir. I love him so much now. I hate him. I'm like annoyed by what a great person he is. Like I'm annoyed. Like it's like, okay, we got it. Okay. Okay. You're talented and you're humble and you're
sweet. There's nothing you can't do. You're gorgeous.
You can't do. Okay, good for you, Ryan Gosling. Like, like apparently this has been in the works for months. I mean, obviously. And Greta Gerwig helped him a little bit, but because here's the thing, he was just as obsessed. He goes down rabbit holes. And so he finds out all this information to share later. So, but ultimately he wanted it to be a surprise for the girls of Barbie. When he grabbed the cameraman's hand, apparently that was a big deal. Like he kept up. Oh, is Sean okay with it? He found out the guy's name. Is Sean comfortable with this? I'm going to kiss his head. Like Ryan Gosling's just like a great person.
Yes. But he also, I think anyone would let Ryan Gosling do anything to them.
Regardless, I don't find him that attractive, and I would be like, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. You want to just do this on stage in front of all of make yes, but
yeah, I think if Ryan Gosling was like, ask Sean the cameraman if I can suck his dick during the Oscars, Sean would probably just not even check in with his wife.
Yeah,
he'd just be like, oh, honey, here's what's gonna happen. Don't be shocked. And this like total teamster guy.
This is literally the same conversation Peter and. Or like Sean would go home and be like, Ryan Gosling wants to suck my dick. And his wife would be like, do it. Do it. Have him suck it. And then I'll suck it. But don't wash in between. Like, that is what would happen. For me, anyway. I'd be like, yes. Yes. Oh, have him bite you. Like, leave marks. You know what I'm saying? I want proof. And then, yeah. Oh. It was so good. I love it. I loved it so
much. I thought the Oscars were good this year. I saw some people who thought they were boring, but they had extra time at the end. It was just crazy. They just clipped right along. They were done on time. I thought they were fun. Thought they were nice.
Yeah, what I saw, I loved. So
I liked how they had the five different people announcing the acting nominations. I wish that the, you know, some of the language was a little generic, but I thought it was nice. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah.
That was a jolly good show.
It was a jolly good show.
Yeah.
What else? We didn't talk about the Oscars as long as I thought we would. But I didn't watch them, so I guess, you know. I'm current on 911 Lone Star, so what the fuck am I going to do now?
We started watching The Mole, the reboot on Netflix.
Yeah, I started to, and I wasn't getting into it, so I stopped. Did you get into it?
I mean, we're on the third episode. It's just weird watching it now after, like, hot on the heels of The Traitors, because I keep getting the little rules messed up in my head.
Oh,
well, wait until they banish some. Oh, no, that's not this one. So things like that. But it's fine. You know, it's fine.
Who hosts it now?
Some lady.
Because it used to be Anderson Cooper. Do you remember
sure
that?
Sure did, buddy. Yep.
That's like the first, like The Mole is kind of like the first show like that.
Yeah, that's really one of my earliest memories of being with Joe. We were in Washington, D.C. doing the little gay plays, and there was a blizzard.
Oh, no, not a blizzard.
And so we were housebound all day, and there was a Chinese restaurant just across this, like, courtyard and then this little street. So we got carry-out Chinese food that we carried back in the blizzard, and then there was a marathon of Celebrity Mole on that day, and we watched the whole thing all day. So yeah, The Mole has The Mole has a little special place in my little memory banks.
Oh, that's beautiful. I won't be
on. Yeah, it was nice. So yeah, I had the sicklies this week. I didn't go to work Monday and Tuesday.
Oh no, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. Joe's convinced that it was COVID, but it was just, I don't know, a lot of snot.
Oh.
Now I have the coffees. You know, just all of that stuff. I don't know.
Interesting.
But I seem to be on the mend.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's all I have going on.
Okay.
Should we talk about what we watched?
Sure. So, you know, last week I had said Jenny Slate, and then I forgot that this movie was coming out. You all know what it is by now. Anyway. But I had seen it dropped on Friday, and I was like, oh, I want to see that. And it's perfect because it's Irish and it's St. Patrick's Day.
And I totally forgot about St. Patrick's Day, too.
And I wanted to support Lindsay Lohan on her comeback. So I texted Suze, and then we watched Irish Wish.
You hated it.
It
doesn't have enough substance to hate. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, you're right. That's a very good way to put it. It's weird. It's just weird. The best thing about it is that Vulture article that I sent you. Did you read that?
I didn't read it all because if you haven't guessed yet, I hadn't watched it yet. I just watched it.
That's what I was assuming. But do. Because this. So there's this Vulture article that I saw today. And the headline is Irish Wish is a crypto-fascist AI-generated harbinger of doom. And this article is so goddamn funny. Like, I'm glad I watched this movie so that I could get all the enjoyment out of this article. I was laughing so hard while I was reading this, reading the highlights to Joe. But the movie is weird. It's just weird. It feels like a generic, like one of those regular sort of Hallmarky kind of movies. And it's even more so, I feel compounded by that because I don't count Jane Seymour's presence in this movie because she's barely in it. But like it's Lindsay Lohan and then a bunch of people you have never seen in your life.
Yeah.
There was like no attempt made at finding names to star with her.
Well, the British guy is somebody.
Is he?
Yeah, hold. I've seen him before.
Ed Spaliers. Oh, he's in You.
That's what he is. Maybe that's all I know him from.
I didn't watch the London season.
That's what I know him from, is You.
He's in Star Trek Picard. But yeah, I didn't know him. I didn't know anyone in this movie, and it's weird. This movie's weird.
Well, listen, Lindsay Lohan looks fantastic.
She does, and I'm so surprised. I looked it up because I was like, she's like, what, 40? She's not even 40 yet. She's That's still crazy. In her 30s. I know.
This is my first note. Irish wishes, or as I like to call it, a cornucopia of undistinguishable accents.
That is exactly in this Vulture article. It says that
let's summarize.
Lindsay Lohan plays this book editor who has this person who's written a book that she has evidently ghostwritten this book, but she's too self-deprecating to take any credit for it because she loves him or whatever.
She's just a girl.
Yeah. And so he falls in love with her best friend and they're getting married. So everyone goes over to Ireland and then there's...
Wait, hold on. Okay, first of all, we got to talk about a couple of things. So she's in love with this guy, right? And they're having a book release party or something at some place, right? And it's like, the outside is like a club, like people are screaming, like they might as well be throwing panties at him.
Right, because everyone knows how much people love to read.
Right. And then she's getting out of her cab and she has a scarf on, and then there's this big to-do about her scarf going away with the cat. And you're like, well, that's going to be something, right? Because they made a big deal. No, it was like, are they trying to set up that she's quirky and clumsy? And like, what is that? That didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just kept saying, Joe, oh my God, she's such a klutz.
She's so quirky, you guys.
Do you get it? Look how klutzy she is.
And so then she's deeply, madly in love with him for quite some time, but her best friends don't know this.
Right. Also, apparently she's never seen the cover of the book that she's been working on until they're at the release party.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. The one best friend is the one who did the cover art for the book, which she's never seen, which is also the most generic cover art
exactly.
I've ever seen.
Yeah, I could have done it. And I didn't do that kind of work at all.
Like, it was a cliff with some water. She's like, this is stunning. Yep. I'm like,
stunning.
This is a picture. Like, just so dumb. Just so dumb.
It's like they just ripped it right off of like a fucking Nicholas Sparks book or something.
Yeah. And they all act like tweens. Not even teenagers, those women. They act like tweens.
Yeah, and they're just so generically interchangeable with one another.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. So yeah, okay. So he falls in love with the best friend instead of falling in love with her. Which, even if you don't tell your friends that you're in love with somebody, like, they know. There would have been a discussion. There would have been a talk. Hey, I think I like this guy. You work with him. What's up with that?
Exactly. Like, none of this makes any sense at all.
My one note was, if just one person acted normally, this would all work itself out.
Yes. This, I want to read you this sentence from this Vulture article about her being clumsy. So she said, it says, once she gets to his family's estate, she then nearly knocks over a priceless family vase, lest we forget that she is a single, hapless woman and therefore a total shit show.
Right. Yes. Yes. And I don't stand up for myself and I don't, bitch, we don't know any of it. There's been zero character development.
0.0.
You all act so strangely.
Yes. It also says in this article that most of his family in this movie, this Irish author, are English, and nobody mentions why that is.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah. And then once, so she makes this wish or whatever happens with the Saint Bridget or whatever. And then she wakes up and then it's her that's marrying this guy that she loves.
Because she wishes that she was marrying him. Okay, so now she wakes up. She goes in the bathroom and he's taking a shower and that's, oh my God, you're naked. Blah, 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 blah.
Go ahead. No. Just keep going.
Then she comes out of the room and then there's her friend who in her real life is the one getting married, not in her wish life, right? And she's like, oh, where's Paul? Is that his name, Paul?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. Paul. Where's Paul? And Lindsay Lohan's like, well, he's not in here. And it's like, first of all, just think about it for half a hot second, okay? Let's say that, first of all, you would understand that your wish came true, right? You would understand that, A, you're either dreaming, which she has, at no time did she pinch herself, but whatever, she's not dreaming, right? You would realize that your wish came true, okay? Now, if you're going to make this wish and you're this kind of person, the first thing you would have said is, why do you need to know that? Because in my brain, they had switched parts where her best friend was now the editor, but that didn't change.
Right.
So at first I was like, oh, now she's kind of what Lindsay Lohan was in the real world. So she's looking, but they don't work together. So if I were Lindsay Lohan, right, my wishes come true. And so now I know I'm marrying him. I'd be like, why the fuck do you need to know? You're awful familiar. Also, if I was in love with this dude, I'm so in love with him that I need to marry him. Like, we haven't had a relationship. This is a wish come true, and I'm going to do it. The first thing I would have done when I saw him naked in that shower is give it a little test run.
First thing I would have done. Yes, and this is what I was going to say. It's like there's such an aversion to sex in this movie. Like when he tries to get into bed and like get on her and she like punches him in the nuts or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you have been in love with this man for so long. Like, yes, I can see where it might be weird, like that you see him naked in the shower. But there's also got to be a little bit of like, oh, fuck yes.
And that's the thing. If they were looking for comedy, they just went for the easiest common denominator. There could have been loads of really great comedy in you know, oh yeah, let's fucking do it. And him being like, wow, you're Randy all of a sudden.
Yeah, I didn't really
like to get slapped, like, murk, murk, like. And they just didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
I didn't understand, why is her mother, first of all, her mother's British.
Right.
Ish. Even British people, their accents weren't convincing.
Yeah, her friend was British also, the one that
you think
was gonna, she was something. She meets there's this third person in this equation who in the real life she meets on the bus or at the luggage. Right.
Like, that's it. She's so hapless. She doesn't know.
Yeah. Can't find her luggage.
And if someone says, hey, that's my luggage.
Yeah.
And you know it's your luggage. The first thing you would do is say, okay, let's both take our hands off. Let's look at the tag.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, she's not going to look at the tag because she knows what her luggage looks like.
Right.
And so of course, it does that.
Yeah. They tussle over the luggage. Joe says, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Right. The luggage opens and clothes go everywhere.
And guess what? They're not her fucking clothes because it's his suitcase because she's a stupid woman.
So in her wish life, she meets him again by falling into his car, and then he's a photographer. And then you should take pictures of this wedding. Oh, OK. So then her and him go off to the cliffs of Gomorrah or gonorrhea or whatever. And of course, she quotes James Joyce and he's like, oh, that's not what I was expecting. And she's like, Joyce is my favorite author. And I turn to Joe and I'm like, only in the movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so stupid. It goes from there. I don't want to talk about the plot anymore because I just hate it right now. Oh, no. Then they get stuck, her and this guy.
Because there's a storm.
There's a tree that's fallen. No one's going to get to it till the morning because the guy who would do it is drunk.
And it's Ireland and they're quaint and they don't have, you know, these things.
Right.
They send leprechauns out to chop up the tree. They don't have emergency services. They don't need them because Ireland runs on wishes. Wishes and dreams.
So they go to this pub that has rooms, separate rooms, of course. And then,
oh, well, I was so surprised when they didn't do the, oh, we only have one room left. And it has one bed. They might as well. Oh, but there's an aversion to sex. So they couldn't do that.
Right. The most generic, stereotypical Irish band happens to be playing. Mm-hmm. And then they do the jig.
They do some dance.
The cast of Riverdance is there.
Yeah.
And then it's just a mess. So here's the thing about it. I thought she was very engaging. She certainly was not sleepwalking her way through this movie. Like, she was committed to it.
Yeah.
She was committed to what she had to commit to, which was not a lot. But I was like, I'm like, all right, I can appreciate what you're doing here, Lindsay Lohan. I hope that in the future you'd get better material. But it's not. I would seriously just watch it so that you could all go read this Vulture article and just have a good laugh.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, it's just, I don't watch those Hallmark movies.
No.
Do you? You don't?
No.
I can't imagine that you would. But yeah, it just sort of happens. Like, it's an hour and a half and it just sort of happens and there's no feelings of anything really while watching it.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care where anyone added it. Oh, and that was the other thing. So in her wish world, on her wedding day, she's about to get married. She calls out this friend. Oh, because you see moments of the friend and the would-be husband have these moments together. And you're like, oh, my God, they love each other.
You can't fight fate.
You can't fight fate. And the line that will go down in history is, do you believe in fate? Sometimes. Okay. All right.
Carry on. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks for committing to a fucking answer. Sometimes I do. Like, what? Why? So then they have this conversation on her wedding day, and her friend is like, I'm in love with him. And Lindsay Lohan is like, I understand. No, that conversation would not. I don't care if it's a wish. I don't care if you don't love him. I don't get you. Would have been, I'd be like, really? So you're going to have these moments. He's my, like, we're getting, like, let's talk about this friendship, son, because you are terrible.
And let's take it outside while we do.
Yes. It just, if one person acted normally, this would all make, it would just be fine. These movies where they think everyone has to be totally oblivious for the plot to work, it doesn't need to be that way.
But even her other friend, who was like all of a sudden in love with the brother for whatever reason, the gay brother who seemed very gay. Then at the reception at the end, she's like, oh, I'm over him. And then the other guy comes and stands next to her at the bar. She's like, you want to dance? And he's like, yes. And she's like, say less. And then they go dance. I'm like, well, someone's clearly a whore. But yeah, it's just all so, but it's like, I wasn't mad at it. I didn't laugh at it. I just was like, okay, that's over.
It was literally like, Lindsay Lohan needs a project.
Yeah.
We can show people how well she's doing, how good she looks.
Yep. She's had the baby. She's back in it.
She has red hair. Let's make it about the Irish. Okay, great. Could you go into a party? Don't use Google. I want you to go into a party city and go to the St. Patrick's Day aisle and tell me what it tells you about Ireland. And those are the facts that we're going to use. Also, and this really bothered me, and I know it's stupid. She's like, oh, can I get a white wine? He's like, you have to drink Guinness. First of all, don't fucking tell me what I have to drink, asshole. Like, I don't give a fuck that me being in Ireland doesn't make me like Guinness any more than it does wherever the fuck she lives, because I don't know if that's ever clear, honestly. And obsessed with Guinness. Let me tell you something. You don't get obsessed with Guinness like that. I feel like it's an acquired taste.
Yeah. And but then you know she's drinking it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now she loves it.
Well, I only drink Guinness now. You'll never know how much I drank because the glass will always be full.
I only drink Guinness because that's what the man I love drinks.
I mean, honest to God.
Yeah.
I did see in the article before I stopped, it's like she has the same color. She has the same dress in different colors.
Yeah. Same dress goes up to her neck and just below the knees. So it's all modest.
Honest to God. Yeah, I see what he said. And everyone had, and every single dress had a belt element. Yeah. You know what it looked like? It looked like Target section, like the work Target work section.
I'm a career gal.
Like I'm not, like I work in a building, but I like color.
Yeah. So
you know, I have a really important job, but I can show my personality because it's in writing. Yeah. I'm allowed to show how, and look at how clumsy I am. I don't know. And then the fight at the wedding, because she calls off the wedding at the end. Because of course she does. And that whole thing. And then I didn't understand. So the mother couldn't be there. Jane Seymour could never make it there. Yeah. And I didn't understand why. And I guess I'm just supposed to roll with, once my mom gets here, everything will be okay. Once my mom gets here, she'll figure everything out.
Yeah, it was all very strange. And I liked, and this is the last time I will reference it, but this article, it's like, it said, clearly Jane Seymour filmed all of her scenes for this in one day.
Yes.
Because it's like, when she calls her and her, she's a principal of a school or something.
In Iowa.
And then Lindsay Lohan says to her, don't tell anyone how I feel about Patrick. But and she says this, but it's like, who the fuck is she going to tell?
Right. She goes, now that you bring it up, that I do give kudos to that line. Her mother's like, yeah, no one here in Idaho gives a shit. My daughter, who do you think you are? No one cares.
Yeah.
No one knows who you are. No one knows because, he's a best-selling author in England, not in the U.S.
Right. Yeah.
Where did she live?
Assuming it was New York.
I would say that too, but honest to God, I think that's just an assumption.
Was bizarro New York for sure, because when at the beginning, when they were going to the book launch party, it was night. And when she called Jane Seymour, it was still in the afternoon, which would account for time.
Yes. And she did. And I noticed that too. I was like, maybe they're in England. They were in England.
I think they were supposed to have been in Times Square when they left the party, and they were, the three of them were in the back of the cab. I don't know what, after she had gotten his phone number and Lindsay Lohan was kind of giving her like you bitch eyes, but also not giving her those eyes.
Which at that point just go, I'm so in love with him, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I'm going to tear this page out of your book and eat it. So
the whole time I was like, just take the page out of the book.
Yeah. So there's it's a problem.
But if they're in New York, that doesn't make any, they couldn't have been in New York because Idaho, something with an I, they're in the same time. They're in the same time zone.
No.
New York, yes.
New York and Iowa?
Yes.
They're not in the same time zone.
We're on Eastern Standard Time.
No, Iowa's like in Central or Mountain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm going to look that up.
Yes, please.
It does totally feel like this script was written by AI.
It does. It honest to God does. It feels like this is what AI knows of Ireland and
publishing
and how people act. How do the humans act? Like they don't talk to, it's just so, you guys. And here's the thing. I was able to finish this movie and get through this movie because I went in going, this is going to be a fucking shit show and I'm just going to hate watch it. And so it was more enjoyable that way. Don't go into this movie thinking you're going to get anything out of it because you're not.
No, God, no.
Like, I literally the only thing that you'll come away with is Lindsay Lohan looks great.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, that's really the takeaway. I was in the central time zone. But even now knowing that, it's not enough of a difference. Like, it was nighttime at the beginning, which would have made it an hour earlier in the central time zone.
Right. And I feel like a line was said by Jane Seymour to make it known that they were in two different time zones by a large margin. Like, I feel like she said something like, you're an hour into this event, or it's in the middle of the night. She says something that was supposed to indicate to us the time difference. Mm-hmm. Aside from it was day where she was and night where Lindsay Lohan was. I think they were supposed to be in England.
Maybe.
We'll never know. And honestly, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I'm like, just sitting here thinking, like, I'm not going to go back and double check.
I was like, I don't care. I am really just, I don't know why Jane's, and why did she have to be, that's the other thing. She had to have been in England. Here's why. They made such a big deal, and by big deal, they mentioned it several times when it was of no consequence. They made it a big deal that she was in Iowa, that Jane Seymour was in Iowa.
Well, that was when she was supposed to be there for the wedding.
Yes, but. Okay, bring them in. I don't know. If this is what I'm worried about from this movie, that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, it was something to behold.
I mean, it was something.
Yeah, it was.
So that's that.
Yeah, so happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Don't watch Irish Wish.
Or wash it.
Or wash it.
Don't just watch it or wash the wish.
And if you want to see what the future is bringing with AI, then watch this movie.
Yes, if you want to see a movie that's obviously been written by a computer.
Yes.
Then watch this. Because you will turn on and be like, oh, right. That's why it feels so weird.
And the thing, so many things about it, so many different times I was like, oh, if they just did this, it would make it much better. Well, if they just did this, it would make it five times better. And it still probably would have been a bad movie.
Yeah.
So that's how it was just, it was cotton candy. It wasn't even cotton candy because cotton candy is like really sweet and like it's a novelty. This was like
Splenda cotton candy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, zero calories, but zero joy as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Also, it has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day either. They just.
No.
No. Just that's set in Ireland.
I mean, to their credit, they never said, hey, this is, you know, it's the St. Patrick's Day Love Actually.
They didn't do that. But they did release it strategically.
Sure. Sure.
With some strategery.
That's the only strategery they used in the whole of this production.
Every part of this. Yeah. Yeah.
Irish Wish. Oh, and also when I went to watch it, I searched Wishes instead of Irish Wish. And it wasn't there. And I was like,
Searched what?
Huh?
Searched what?
I searched Three Wishes. I don't know why.
Baywatchmen?
What?
Say it one more time.
The number three.
Mm-hmm.
Wishes.
Oh, Three Wishes.
Okay.
Three Wishes. No, that's not this.
I'm glad we.
Okay, on that note.
that note.
What do you have in store next week?
You know what? I haven't decided.
All right.
So you're just going to fucking.
Well, then I'll fuck right off.
I think there was a movie I wanted to watch. I kind of want to watch Mean Girls, the musical.
Oh.
But I'll get back to you. That's not a hard decision.
Okay.
So I'll let you know, and it'll be a surprise to all of you.
All right. Well, if you watch this, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
Because it's a real barn burner.
Yeah.
Keeps you on your seat.
Or if you've already watched it, I just would love to know thoughts.
But why did you?
Yeah. Yeah. If you do, you can drop us a line at 3funnyladies@gmail.com.
Or check out our Insta at 3funnyladies, the podcast.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week with something.
All right. We sure will.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.